This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our next guest is the former VP of the Green Bay Packers. He's also a contributor to Sports Illustrated and host of the Business of Sports podcast of the DraftKings Network and Sunday 7 newsletter. Joining us this morning on the show is Andrew Brandt. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good to be with you.
You too. We were just talking about how wonderful it is to know that Lambeau remains grass when all these other outdoor fields go turf, even though it's in one of the worst climates in the country for doing so.
Yeah.
Tell us why, when you were running the Packers, keeping it grass was a priority.
Well, the tradition and legacy at Lambeau was not going to change. When we actually worked on the renovation of the stadium, that was a priority. You know, we changed it from a pre-2000 stadium to something that had to be updated with renovation and tried to hold on to the old traditional look, as everyone knows, about Lambeau Field. Part of that was the grass. But I think you're getting to the bigger question of other stadiums and league-wide. It's not been mandatory, obviously. It's not been something that has had a drumbeat to push through for every stadium. It comes up now and then, and we know why it's coming up now, because one of the biggest stars in the sport got hurt on turf. If that didn't happen, we probably wouldn't be talking about it. So these things come up now and then, but, you know, grass fields is kind of a come-and-go issue based on who got hurt, where, and when.
Now, it's here, and players are talking about it, and we'll see if they keep the steam up. But
yeah,
if it can be done at Lambeau to keep these beautiful grass fields going into January, I'm assuming the same technology is available to everybody. It can be done anywhere in the NFL and even probably two-team stadiums like MetLife, right?
I think you're right, and I think we've seen in Arizona and Las Vegas, I believe, where they bring the grass in and they grow it and then they bring it in elsewhere. And that's a significant cost, of course, but they do that. And we have grass fields other places. Here's my issue, and what I've been writing and talking about is that it's become a bargaining issue. And I understand players and the union director saying this needs to happen. But if we've learned anything about NFL ownership of the last 20, 30 years, is that they're just not going to do it out of the kindness of their hearts, right? There's got to be a business reason to spend more money on fields besides taking care of their investment, because that hasn't worked. So it becomes a bargaining issue where the union, if they feel so strongly about it, has to say, we want grass fields as part of our agreement with the owners. But you know, as everyone listening knows, that will require a concession. That will require negotiation. And unfortunately for the players, they don't have a lot left to give. So that's where I see this kind of hitting a stop point where The owners just aren't going to do it without something they get.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Brandt joins us this morning here on the show, the host of the Business of Sports podcast. Speaking of, Chris Jones had a very well-publicized holdout. He finally comes back after holding out one game, and he didn't get any more guaranteed money down the road, no extension, and he just got a raise this year. So for Chris Jones, I mean, okay, he gets a raise, but did the Chiefs win this and win this big?
They did, and I analyzed these two holdouts on defensive linemen. One was a huge win for the player, Nick Bosa. One was a huge win for the team, Chris Jones. I don't understand it. I mean, he did not get a raise. He took a $1 million loss for missing the first week. And the only thing that can bring him back to being whole is incentives. And if I'm a team, I'll take that deal every day because incentives are not, quote unquote, real money. You've got to earn it, even if it's a low play time. And he's already at a deficit for play time, of course, for missing the first week. I don't understand it. He gets no new money. He missed $2.5 million worth of fines, which are not restored because the team can't even restore it if they want to based on the CBA. And he just has incentives, and some of the incentives require him to be defensive player of the year or win the Super Bowl. It's one that has me scratching my head, and maybe there's something we don't know about it that hasn't been in all these reports. But I cannot fathom why he held out based on this.
Boy, that is super interesting. I was under the impression he actually got a raise with this new deal, but you're saying it's the same money. For him to make any more money than he was originally on, he's just got to hit all the incentives that are out there. So that's really not much of a win at all for Chris Jones. Why wouldn't he just sit out a little bit longer?
Well, to be clear, if he makes all those incentives, like I said, which include Super Bowl win, Defensive Player of the Year, All-Pro, he would max out at like $22 million. I think the realistic number is maybe he gets to where he was, $19.5 million. But keep in mind, he gave up $2 million of fines. So, again, to be clear, there's no new real money. There's some easier incentives. There's some much harder incentives. But again, this is like Saquon Barkley coming back to the Giants. I don't know what the player gets out of that. And just to save face to come back, I guess.
Mm. Andrew Brandt is our guest this morning on the show. For Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of money tied up, obviously, in him, and he didn't play very much at all this season. Because of all the cash that he still has coming to him, does it suggest that it's kind of a guarantee that he's going to come back and play for the Jets or attempt to come back for the Jets next season?
Well, let me say first, I feel for him. I've known him a long time, and I feel for Jets fans. I mean, there was more hope and excitement about that team than any team in the league this offseason. And I just feel for Jets fans. I mean, it's just a huge blow that he plays four plays. I think it's way too early to come back. But from the financial point of view, or to talk about whether he comes back or not, financially, he's got $38 million guaranteed next year. The way he redid his contract, he obviously took less overall. Split it up in these 2 years, 37 this year, 38 next year. Obviously, he would walk away from that if he doesn't play. The Jets have some huge cap problems that are going to come out of this contract. There's nothing they can do about that. They put their chips in on Rodgers. That's where they are. And they obviously are going to give up a high second-round pick next year in addition to a second-rounder this year. So that's done. And then, you know, but my thought is Aaron is back on that sideline soon and coaching up Zach Wilson, being the good teammate he's been for the past 5 months.
I wonder about the decision-making going on behind the scenes at quarterback now. When you were part of the Packers front office and something like this happens, maybe not at quarterback, but do you want to rely on the guy that's been in the system, even if he's inexperienced and an unknown? Or are you leaning towards getting a guy that's been around the block, knows just the general idea of running an offense like, you know, one of these veteran quarterbacks and say like, hey, it's inevitable we're going to need somebody with experience, so why not start shopping right away, even before a guy like Zach Wilson might struggle?
I think in a normal situation where you had a backup that was kind of, journeyman or... I mean, this is the number two overall pick in the draft. They got to see what they got. And I think I believe them when they say it's his team right now, because they have, obviously they replaced him with Aaron, but now they got to turn to him. And I don't think we're going to see a player that could potentially replace him for a while unless they just see this guy can't play at all. This is a massive investment. When you put the number two overall pick into a player, you've got to see it. And I believe he's the guy until his play tells them he's not. And then they have to admit this is one of the all-time busts if this guy can't play.
Andrew Brandt is the host of the Business of Sports podcast. In his recent episode, he did tackle the Rodgers injury and the turf and grass fields as well, and also those holdouts we just talked about, Chris Jones and Nick Bosa. So check that out. All places of podcasts are available. The Business of Sports, a contributor to Sports Illustrated as well, and the Sunday 7 newsletter. Andrew, great to catch up, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoyed it. Take care.
You too. Andrew Brandt, our guest this morning on the show, and good insight with the Green Bay Packers and grass fields and the holdout of Jones. That was excellent.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.